Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay, and you know, if you join us on a regular basis, the slogans for this show, if it's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, serves as an economic blueprint for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned solar installation, design, workforce development, EV charge, EV manufacturing, and other African-American-owned renewable energy companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, also to utilize African-American-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally, also to educate the African-American community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with Economic Impact on Black America. You also know this show is brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, and you can get more information on that initiative by logging on to our website at PositiveChangePC.com. That's PositiveChangePC.com. Also, this show is also brought to you every week by the National Association of Blacks in Solar. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you know if you join us on a regular basis that the call-in number for this show is 646-668-2948. Once again, our call-in number is 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number because you'll be in our green room and we want to bring you right on into our living room so we can have a discussion about what's going on in the solar industry and specifically renewable energy. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have a scheduled guest today, but I am very, very, very much disturbed this morning at the fact that the National Association of Blacks in Solar, which I am the president of, we pulled together a national team of African-American-owned firms and applied for an EDA grant through the Department of Commerce under the Good Jobs Challenge. And fortunately or unfortunately, the decisions have been made over at EDA, and I guess it's very unfortunately for the companies that desperately needed this help in terms of developing a workforce development training program for young African-American Latinos who would be interested in Mississippi, Georgia, South Carolina, Virginia, North Carolina, Maryland, and the District of Columbia, future in the solar industry. Now, our particular grant was called Sustainability Across America, and it was to train 700 young people in this and to start a curriculum at Tougaloo College in Mississippi, which would be the first certified workforce development training program to train installers in the state of Mississippi to target the African-American community. Now, I heard the Biden administration indicate that it's about the Justice 40 initiative, and 40% of everything should go to communities of color are the most. I don't know any community in this country that has been left as far behind as the African-American community as it relates to the renewable energy industry. And I can speak from the standpoint of having to develop this podcast, which we've been broadcasting for over 6 years now, over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. We can be heard on iTunes. We are streaming via Facebook, Twitter, and Link on forms of social media. And there, it's just not there. The investment in the African-American community is just not there for workforce development training. So this particular group was composed of WDC Solar, which is headed by Mr. Mark Davis, which is his firm is based here in Washington, D.C. He's located in Southeast Washington, D.C. They do an outstanding job with the limited resources that they receive from public and private sectors. We have Power 52 out of Howard County, which is run by Mrs. Sherry Brooks. They do an excellent job in working with training our young people in the city of Baltimore and returning citizens. We had Global Apprentices out of Atlanta, Georgia. They are a 501c3 organization which has a relationship with Department of Labor in terms of placing these young people after they are trained. We have Tougaloo University, which was the lead fiduciary in this grant process. And we also had, out of Columbus, Georgia, one other firm, and I will think of the young lady's name in a second. But the long and short of this, ladies and gentlemen, is that we invested $6,000 to pay a professional grant writer to put this proposal together and submit it to the Department of Commerce. We got everything done, and we put our money where our mouth is. And see that this decision has come down the way it has come down, and to look at them talking about $500 million when they were talking about it was supposed to be $3 billion for workforce development training, but they've made 32 awards. Now, our understanding was there was supposed to be 50 awards made, but this announcement came out today, and I'm going to read this. EDA's American Rescue Plan, $500 million Good Jobs Challenge, is making a once-in-a-generation investment in high-quality, local-led workforce systems to dramatically transform America's communities. With a focus on equity, the program is expanding career opportunities for more Americans to reach their full potential, secure good-paying jobs while producing skilled work to ensure that the United States is prepared for innovative to compete and succeed in the 21st century global economy. The Good Jobs Challenge highlighted workforce development as a key accelerating local growth and rebuilding regional economies so they are more self-reliant to the future challenge while providing good job opportunities for American workers to achieve economic mobility and security. On August 3rd of 2022, the announced awards of 32 industry-led co-working center training partnerships. The system across the country will impact 31 states with Puerto Rico. The workforce partnership are providing tangible opportunities and security for American workers, connecting employers and trained workforce they need to grow to maintain a competitive economy. Awardees funded by the Good Jobs Challenge expanded across diverse populations, regions, communities focused on being coordinated and comprehensive approaches to removing systematic barriers for workers, support services such as child care, transportation, opening doors to a variety of paid good job training opportunities. EDA is investing in a collaborative support grantees to the community. Find out more about EDA's community practice supporting good grantees. Now, I have looked at the list that was provided on this with this. And we have been in the process of EDA partners with Good Jobs, the Future Launch Good Jobs Challenge. So what we're going to do, we're waiting for our computer to load up, and we'll be giving you that list of two awardees. The project for each awardee are listed. Project summarizes are available via hyperlinks. Alaska Primary Care Association, $9.7 million. Charleston Chamber Foundation, $8.4 million. Industry Healthcare. Chicago Cook Workforce Partnership Grant, $18.5 million. Healthcare, Manufacturing, Transportation, Distribution, Logistics, Information, and Technology. The City of Birmingham, Alabama, $10.8 million. Industry Healthcare. The City of New York Human Resources Administration, $18.6 million. Transportation, Distribution, Logistics, Building, and Construction. The City of Springfield, Missouri, grant, $17.5 million. Industry Healthcare, Transportation Division, and Logistics and Education. Texas, $8.8 million, industry biomedical, economic development and industrial corporation of Boston, $23 million, industry healthcare, energy and resilience, and child care. Florida Gulf Coast University, grant, $22.9 million. Industry, transportation, distribution, logistics, healthcare, manufacturing, and education. Foundation for California Community Colleges, $21.5 million. Industry, forestry, and fire safety. Fresno County Economic Development Corporation of California, grant, $23 million. Industry, professionals, and financial services, transportation, distribution, logistics, manufacturing, building, and construction. Hampton Roads Workforce Council, $11 million. Water and Blue Economy, Energy and Resilience. Reliance. Illinois Central College of Illinois grant $14.6 million. Industry, Information Technology. The Lakota Fund grant $5 million. Building and Construction. Maryland Department of Labor grant $22.9 million. Industry, Energy, and Resilience. South, Mid-South Central Occupational Innovation. Arkansas, Mississippi, and West Tennessee, $21.5 million. Building, Construction, Manufacturing, Transportation, Distribution, and Logistics. Nevada Works grant $14.9 million. Healthcare, Information, Technology, Manufacturing, Transportation, Distribution, and Logistics. North Carolina A&T State University. Energy and Resilience and Reliance. North Central New Mexico Economic Development District, $6.4 million healthcare building and construction. Office of Workforce Strategy, Connecticut, $23.9 million manufacturers, healthcare information, technology, biomedical. Ohio Manufacturers Association of an Industrial Development Institution of Ohio grant $23.5 million. The Preservative of Tennessee, $4 million. Information Technology. Philadelphia Works, Inc., Pennsylvania, $22.8 million. Healthcare Building Construction and Energy and Reliance. Southwestern Oregon Workforce Investment Board, $3.4 million. Industry, Transportation, Distribution, and Logistics. Chamber of Commerce, North Dakota, Minnesota. Industry, Agriculture, Food, Information, and Manufacturing. UINES, Puerto Rico, $11.4 million. For Puerto Rico, United Way of Central Iowa, $1.8 million. University of Hawaii grant, healthcare, information, technology, energy, and reliance, film, arts, and media, $16.4 million. Washington Student Achievement Council, $23 million. Healthcare, information, technology, financial, professional services, energy related, manufacturing, building, and construction. Rural Workforce Solutions, Rural Capital in Texas, $12.1 million. And WTIA Institute Nationwide, this grant is for $23.5 million. About the U.S. Economic Development Administration. Okay, enough been said about them at this time. I wanted to put this on the record, ladies and gentlemen, because none of these funders are addressing the issue that there is a lack of funding to train African-American youth in the United States of America to become PV installers. That's called solar installers. Now, the training is strictly needed because they don't have enough people as electricians to do the wiring for EV infrastructure. They don't have the energy auditors or the installers. Well, this particular grant that Tougaloo College applied for was the only one that was specifically targeted to train our young people in solar energy. Now, I know that the Department of Energy has put out a $10 million grant. We're going to get to that. But the fact of the matter is, $10 million to fund a national program is really a slap in the face to the American public. That is the need. And we're going to get to this, and we're going to jump right on into this because this is what it's calling for. So I'm sort of flipping the show upside down today. This particular article dropped on yesterday. I published it on 729, Solar Technology Office, Advanced Equity Through Workforce Partnerships, U.S. Department of Energy, Solar Energy Technology Office announces Advanced Equity Through Workforce Partnerships funding opportunities which award $10 million for the deployment of a collaborative workforce program that will facilitate rapid deployment of solar energy technologies while supporting an inclusive workforce with opportunities for union membership. This opportunity is funded by President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law that will enable more members of the disadvantaged communities and energy justice population to pursue careers in the solar industry. While the solar industry is already diverse than national average, DOE is working to ensure that solar workforce in the future is equitable. Well, this is not true either, because when you look at the numbers put out by the Solar Foundation that tracks how many African Americans and minorities are in the solar industry and what's going on in the industry, it's clearly black African Americans, we're underrepresented in our demographics. I've got a proposal right now on my desk for a PV system, and I live in Maryland. And we've received this because me and my wife happen to be in looking to install a PV system on our roof. We need to replace the roof first. That's never here nor there. But the firm that offers the opportunity, when I go to their website and look at who they've hired, I didn't see one African American throughout the whole company. So before I spend a dime with them, and I won't give the name of that company, I'm looking at that, and that's going to play a big decision in my role decision on whether to go with this company or not. I am tired of people who don't look like me, approach me, who want to do business with me, but they want to take money, but they give nothing back to no one that looks like me, not even a salary. I hear Jennifer Granholms over at DOE, Department of Energy. Last year, we attempted around this time to get her to speak to our African-American solar installation and design firms and folks in this arena. Her scheduling secretary said, it's a mishap. But she went and she spoke to the American Association of Blacks in Energy. Well, that's good, but they're basically in the gas and oil industry. Because when they were formed years ago in the 70s, nobody was talking about solar energy being used and upscale on a national level to meet the needs of climate change. And we're talking about solar only having a 3% market penetration in the total market demographics. And those numbers might have changed a percentage point. But the fact of the matter is, this is what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. While the solar industry is already more diverse, as it says, than national averages, DOE is working to ensure that solar workforce in the future is equitable, including benefits to all Americans, particularly disadvantaged communities. DOE, with the industry, will need to grow from 300,000 workers to 500,000 and 1,500,000 workers by year 2035 to achieve decarbonization goals. I don't think that they mean to have more than 1% of African Americans in this industry. If they're talking about increasing the numbers to 1,500,000, now, right now, we're talking percentage-wise, we're talking about having the lowest percentages of any significant minority that has a larger population of over 10 million people in this country. We're at the bottom of the boat, barrel, the African-American community. And out of over 9,000 firms doing business, we have less than 35 African-American solar installation and design firms. And people say, well, whose fault is that? Well, it's not that easy to get into the solar industry and start a company. So it seems as though all of this, they're talking about all of this equity. That is why it's very, very puzzling to me that Tougaloo College was not one of the grantees in this process. Projects selected for this funding and program will be driven by work-centric leverage, existing infrastructure and resources to be sustained and replicated and prioritize energy issues. The areas, apprenticeship readiness. Well, that's what we're talking about offering. Community-led training partnership. That's what Tougaloo would be offering. Clean energy sector partnerships. That's what we have with our African-American firms. This funding program supports government-wide approach addressing climate change. Now, this is the issue. The solar industry technology expects to make 8 to 16 awards advancing equity to the workforce plan. Funding each will range from $250,000 to $1.5 million. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're talking about 300 million people in 50 states, and with this good job challenge, they had $15.8 billion of requests, but only $3 billion of money to go out. Now they're talking about $500 million. I thought it was $3 billion. So please make it plain to me. Is this some of the funding that was supposed to be going through the Good Jobs Challenge that they decided they dropped this over at Department of Energy and let them put that out in smaller allotments? That's what it sounds like to me. Now, I could be mistaken, and I like to be corrected on this point, but this is not making a hell of a lot of sense. Now, Santos seeks application for diverse teams and training providers, labor unions, nonprofits, community-based organizations, solar developers, educational institutions, minority-serving institutions, and black colleges and universities prior to submitting the application opportunity to the brief. So this is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. They will be hosting an information session on tomorrow at 2 p.m., which I am will definitely be a part of that to listen to it. But as I would say, this is very, very disturbing to me. This information is dropped today from EDA. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a slight pause for the cause here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And we'll be right back as we break down another episode of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. We're going to take a slight pause for the cause, and we'll be right back here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact.
I hear someone saying, I can tell. life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I just sort of broke this thing down as it relates to this funding opportunity that's coming out of the Department of Energy here in Washington, D.C., this announcement. I understand that the government controls the money. But we as the people, we do the work and we pay the taxes. And as an African-American man who's been around this planet for 70 years, I've learned a certain thing here in Washington, D.C. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. And if you don't open up and stand up and raise hell, you don't get anything. Now, I'm very, very aware of the bill that was just passed as it relates to microconductors and all these things. But African-American community is not going to receive a dime of that money. This was a shot for our companies that needed it. My vice president of the National Association of Blacks and Solar, Mr. Wills Shirley, who's based in Jackson, Mississippi, he's basically struggling. And this workforce development grant with him working with Tougaloo would have been a great, great assistance in terms of him being able to train more young people, projects he's working on, and giving him more access to train people in Mississippi. Now, he's based in Jackson. I understand that government only has to give one black entity or one black organization or one black person something, and that's it. But I don't think it should be that way this time. That is what we're looking at coming from the Good Jobs Challenge. North Carolina A&T, it was seven HBCUs who applied for some form of grant funding. Only one got paid. And I know North Carolina A&T had three applications in. If you're asking me what I think all seven of those HBCU programs should have been damn funded, because we don't have companies that have the juice of our historically black colleges and universities. And if they're the lead fiduciary in a situation, and if we can't get them funded for a program of national impact, such as Sustainability Across America program that we put together, who is it going to happen for in the solar industry? We've tried to talk to everyone, but all we get is a webinar and put your comments in the chat box, and we're sorry at the end of the webinar we couldn't get around to everybody's comment. Understand that we'll have that as a piece of the record. This is little boy said, this is a whole bunch of BNS. And I'll leave it there. We have to stand up and ask EDA why this particular application was not approved when it is the only one that is has the companies behind it that can actually do the training. I'm going to be reaching out. I'm going to be doing some more work. I'm going to be, after I finish my broadcast, my day will start because I've got it. Little boy said, I have my marching orders cut out. And as little boy said, we're going to go for it because I don't think that this announcement is all the money EDA got for this. Because they was talking about $3 billion that they had, but they never qualified that and said they're only going to give out $500 million in with 32 grants. I thought it was 50, which would have made 18 more slots available. So we're going to be reaching out to get some clarity around all of these issues. Now, we're going to switch gears here, ladies and gentlemen, on the platform, because, like I said, we are a little warm in here today, not just because of the temperature outside. That was nice and cold. Yes, 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 yes. We need to be about the work. And that's what we do here on this platform, Solar Now and the Future. Now, we're going to look at funding notice, $26 million for solar and wind grid and reliability construction. This is an announcement, ladies and gentlemen, that dropped on yesterday. This U.S. Department of Energy Technology Office and Wind and Energy Technology Solutions announced the solar and wind grid services and reliability demonstration funding opportunity, which will award $26 million in funding for projects that demonstrate the reliable operation in power systems that has at up to 100% of its power contribution coming to solar, wind, battery storage, re-press release. Grid services, which largely involves maintaining voltage and frequency critical to maintaining reliability because new wind and solar generations interface with the grid through the power of electric inverters. They have different characteristics and dynamics than traditional sources for generations that currently supply these services, demonstrating that the grid fully powered by inverters-based resources is reliable or more reliable at providing these services is a key barrier to the clean energy transition. Projects in this funding opportunity will support, develop, control the methods of inverter-based resources like solar, wind, provided the same grid services and traditional generations. These technologies will be validated through long-duration demonstrations at existing large-scale wind and solar generation facilities connected to bulk systems to show their capabilities to provide grid services at scale. That eliminates African-American-based firms. I'm going to, prior to submitting full applications opportunity, mandatory concept paper is September 1, 2022. So, this is the announcement that I am speaking to and about. You'll find it under our news and events tab. It will say funding notice, $26 million for solar wind grid services and reliability demonstration. It is titled that, and you'll be able to find it as that at the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative. This information is very, very important to someone out there in our listening audience. Now, as we do what we do, we always like to do what? And we didn't even, when we took our slight break, didn't even take the time to say who brings you this show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC. And you know, by joining us every week, you know that the slogan for this show, if it's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned solar design, installation, charge, EV manufacturing, and other renewable African-American-owned renewable energy companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically black colleges and universities, to utilize African-American-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses, to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally. Also, to educate the African-American community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the African-American community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. It's also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And the National Association of Blacks in Solar. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that's who brings you this platform every week over the World Wide Web, over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. We can be heard on iTunes, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember that that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, our call-in number is 646-668-2948. And we're going to take another slight musical pause for the calls here before we go into this last...
Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're
welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay. And once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. And you can join us on this platform. Now, we're going to talk about the Biden Harris administration announces six new actions to lower electric bills for the working families in the U.S. This was put out by the White House briefing room on July 27th of 2022. President Biden is laser focused on lowering energy costs for working families while creating good paying jobs and tackling the climate crisis. Now, that's where I take issue with the Biden administration. Is good paying jobs for who? If you're not putting any money in workforce development training and specifically for solar installers, EV electricians to do EV charging infrastructure and for energy auditors at this current time, everything is based on timing. Today, the Biden-Harris administration is announcing six new actions to lower home electricity costs for hard-hit American families by increasing access to affordable and reliable clean energy, create clean energy jobs, lowering electricity costs, connecting families to low-cost power. The Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, is issuing guidance that for the first time will help enable families in HUD-assisted rental houses to subscribe to local community solar where available. Well, you can buy solar from companies who have developed solar farms. They don't look like you who own these farms, but you will be paying and buying from them. With the guidance of HUD setting the stage for 4.5 million families to reap the benefits of community solar, which on average can save families 10% per year on their electric bill. In some programs such as Washington, D.C.'s Solar for All program, savings to households subscribing to local community solar can reach up to 50% per year. Well, yours truly is one of the ones who advocated and raised hell with DOE about expanding the Solar for All program here in D.C. by providing more funding. The national guidance bills on recent state-specific guidance to HUD has provided to Illinois, Washington, D.C., New York, that determine community net metering credits will be included from household income and utility allowances calculations, therefore to increase household costs for residents in properties participating in HUD, multifamily, public housing, and housing choice voucher rental assistance programs. Connecting states to low-income solar, the Department of Energy and the Department of Health and Human Resources are announcing Colorado, Illinois, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, and Washington, D.C. have signed up to the pilot community solar subscription platform, which is designed to connect community solar electricity bill saving projects to households participating in low-income home energy assistance programs. DOE estimates that families in the pilot states of Washington, D.C. will see $1 billion annually in combined electricity bill savings, empowering rural authorities to save families money, building a guidance for. Last year, HUD will launch a new initiative to help small rural housing authorities make money savings, energy efficiency upgrade, retain the savings for those projects that reinvest in the improvements of rural HUD support rental housing, creating clean energy jobs. Okay? Strengthening America's solar workforce will announce $10 million of fund available for a bipartisan infrastructure or advancing equity through workforce partnerships. Now, I just read this And I just told you what those breakouts are. Ladies and gentlemen, if this